The television networks are beginning to announce their new fall lineups. It's a familiar mix of sitcoms, soaps, and suspense. But a show that just had its final episode is the one that commentator John Ridley considers must-see TV.
You know, if you're anything like me, after a long, hard day of existing in the real world, you like to come home and enjoy some semi-scripted reality television. Let's face it. Hollywood does reality better than you or I ever could. So well, in fact, I decided I wanted to try some real life by auditioning for a reality television show. At first, I thought about trying to land a spot on Pleasure Cruise or Temptation Island, the point of those shows being to get a bunch of really hot-looking chicks to sleep with you. That's a whole lot better than any reality I'm living. I talked my plan over with my wife, and she mentioned something about the lawyer she keeps on speed dial, which helped me to suddenly remember I really wanted to audition for the show Fear Factor instead.
Imagine a world where your greatest fears become reality. Welcome to Fear Factor.
I've never actually seen Fear Factor, but I'm guessing one of the big factors of the show is fear. Actually, Fear Factor is about getting people to publicly conquer their phobias with, hopefully for the show's producers, near-deadly, or at the very least, humorously humiliating results. All that for a grand prize of $50,000.
For your first stunt, you're gonna climb to the top of that 35-foot power pole. You're gonna leap 1.5 times the distance of your body to that trapeze. You must hold on to that trapeze for 5 seconds.
The auditions were held at a television studio in nearby beautiful downtown Burbank, California. Most of the others auditioning didn't look like real people as much as young wannabe actors and actresses trying to land a TV gig any way they could, which is pretty much what all of L.A. looks like anyway. I was given a questionnaire to complete, most of the questions being of a self-revealing nature. What was the most exciting thing I'd ever done? What was the most humiliating thing? I guess that question was so when it came time to humiliate me on the air, the producers wouldn't have to think up anything on their own. It is reality television, after all. I was also asked what my fears were. I thought being locked in a room with a big screen TV tuned to the Playboy channel sounded a little too unbelievable, so I wrote down my newfound fear of my wife's lawyer on speed dial instead. Questionnaires complete, we auditioners were herded into a room and sat around tables in groups of 10. Our session was led by a 20-something whose too-hip-for-you attitude was woefully mitigated by the Miami Vice-era 5 o'clock shadow he shamelessly sported. His job, basically, was to sit and watch while our group bantered back and forth, trying to out-sparkle one another like dog acts, desperate to land a spot on some vaudeville bill. One hunky guy, dressed to maximize his muscle exposure, regaled us with tales of how he'd been skydiving all of once. Another guy tried to prove he had the fear factor stuff by offering to eat a bag of crickets he'd picked up from wherever you get bags of crickets. If this guy was willing to eat insects for free, I didn't much want to consider what he'd do for real dough. At one point, we were all asked what we would do with the money if we won, but were told we couldn't answer buy cocaine and whores, so I mumbled something about charity, but I don't think anyone believed me. After 10 minutes, we were all told that those of us with enough wit, charm, and unnatural good looks to qualify for reality television would be called and invited back by 10 p.m. that night. I got no call. I can only assume my paperwork was misplaced, or the producers decided my electrifying personality would overshadow all the others on the show. Yeah, that's what I believe. I don't need television to create my own reality.
The comments of John Ridley, author of Love is a Racket and Everybody Smokes in Hell.